So Winston Peters at it again, promising to slash immigration and hold two referendums on the number of MPs and the Māori electorates. He made the comments at the party's election year conference. The referenda would ask if the number of MPs should be slashed to 100 and if the Māori seats should be abolished. Mr Peters reckons the seats actually hold Māori back.
The tokenism and being pigeonholed is what constrains so many Māori. Many psychologically are damaged by it, and I know them, and I want that removed from their lives.
Calvin Davis is one of the electorates Winston Peters wants to get rid of, and he represents Te Tai Tokorau, and Calvin Davis is with us. Morning, Calvin.
Kia ora, Larry,
and thank you. I'm very well. So what do you make of what Mr Peters had to say across the weekend?
Well, 3 years ago, the Mana Party tried to sell Tai Tokorau for $3.5 million, and this year Winston's looking to give this, all seven of the Māori seats away for nothing. I think that what he's saying is something that Māori should really decide. We started off with four Māori electorate seats 100 and something years ago, and now there's seven. I think there's Māori are saying actually we like them and we want them to stay.
You don't think that his proposal has legs at all?
Oh, look, Winston's playing to the general electorate, and as he goes around the seat of Northland and has his town hall meetings, he'll be getting a different sense of what people are saying compared to me going around geographically the same area on Marais. People on the Marais want these seats. We like them. They were initially set up to actually hold Māori back in 1868, whenever it was, but now Māori like them. They see it as a way for the Māori voice to be heard in Parliament, and you know, Māori should really make this decision. When Māori decide they should go, then fair enough.
Okay, we had the Royal Commission in 86 when MMP came in, and they recommended that the Māori seats be abolished. Why shouldn't they be?
Why should they be? Like I say, when Māori decide that they should go, then they should go. When we feel that they're tokenism and we're pigeonholed or whatever Winston said, well then, yeah, fair enough, but at the moment, Māori want them, they like them. There's seven now, not four. So their popularity is still there.
Well, I think the argument, though, there, Calvin, was that under MMP, Māori can be represented in a range of parties. And actually, you're a good example of that. You're in the Labour Party.
Yeah, and it's just one way to guarantee the Māori voice. But the big thing about this is it's good politics on Winston. You know, he's had a crack at Māori electorates. He's had a crack at politicians, too many politicians. I heard he even had a crack at prisoners. You know, this is really good politics, but it doesn't actually address the real issues of the day, such as housing and homelessness and productivity and, you know, the problems with health. So it's a great diversion, and people have swung their focus onto what Winston said, but the real problems affecting New Zealand are elsewhere, and we really need to swing our attention back and focus on those. You know, yeah. Right now in Kaitaia, it's 4 degrees or something. I'd hate to be living homeless or in a doorway right now.
Right, okay. I get what you're saying, but with this particular point, he actually has some evidence to back him up, and the Royal Commission recommended this. So, you know, it's not totally out of left field, and I'd suggest this, that both National and Labour have kept the Māori seats as against what the Royal Commission recommended, because they don't have the courage to abolish them. Simple as that.
No, it's because Labour believe in the Māori seats. So National, I think they know that they'd lose a lot of whatever Māori support they have. So, you know, they're not really going to upset the Iwi Leaders Forum and all those other groups. But Labour believes in them, and we're going to keep the Māori seats as long as Māori say that they should be here.
But Māori are more than capable of winning seats and getting into Parliament outside the Māori seats, aren't they?
And so, you know, that's fine, but the thing is when you have Māori as part of a National just getting in there, their voices are swallowed up. At least with us in Labour, we've got those six seats. We want the seventh seat, and it means that you know, people have to listen to us because we are able to speak out on Māori issues for Māori and by Māori.
What about the other issue, Calvin, then, the 100 MPs, a referendum on that? That would be popular as well, I'd suggest.
Oh, it is a populist thing. That's what I say. Good on Winston. It's politically popular. You know, any MP says, "Oh, no, there's enough of us, we'll get shouted down." But it's just like I say with his other issue about what hard labour for prisoners. Well, you know, no one's going to stand up for prisoners. What was the other thing? Like the Māori electorates. It's good politics by Winston. And everyone's swung their attention towards him, and they're forgetting about the real issues that are facing New Zealand right now.
Thank you for coming on the program. Always good to talk to you. That is Kelvin Davis, Labour MP for Te Tai Tokorau.